To demonstrate this information exchange more concretely, let's look at a use case of an individual traversing through various healthcare institutions. A use case, by the way, describes who can do what within a system and is a helpful tool to use to define functional specifications for HIT systems. So in this example, imagine we have an individual, John Smith, who moves to a new city to start a new job. He finds a new doctor who is able to transfer all of his health records from his previous provider electronically into the practice's EHR system. John later gets sick. He goes to the new doctor who orders a lab. John visits the diagnostics center to have the lab work completed, which is transferred electronically back to the doctor automatically. The doctor reviews the results in the EHR system, looks up which medications John's insurance provider covers in the preferred drug list, then electronically submits a prescription to John's preferred pharmacy. John becomes so sick that before he can pick up the prescription, his wife takes him to the emergency room at the local hospital. The hospital is able to obtain his medical history electronically from his doctor's EHR system and begins treatment immediately. Details of John's condition, which the hospital had seen many cases of that day, were sent to a public health agency. John recovered and was sent home with discharge instructions printed from the hospital EHR system, and also an electronic document that he uploaded to his personal health record at home. Now, parts of this use case of information exchange are not yet possible for many in the country today, but will become more widespread as consumer demand and government incentives lead healthcare providers and institutions to implement interoperable HIT systems.